2.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 54 degrees. KSL's top story is developing news. Divers in Baltimore have recovered two bodies after yesterday's bridge collapse. Here in Utah, meantime, 75 of the bridges in the state are listed as structurally deficient. But UDOT says don't worry.
The Utah Department of Transportation oversees all 3,053 bridges across the state. Mitch Shaw with UDOT said even though dozens of bridges are graded as structurally deficient, that's part of their process to mark which ones either need upgrades, retrofits, or rebuilding in the future.
In short, people should feel really confident about the condition of our bridges here in Utah. We've been nationally recognized for the condition of our bridges. We've invested a lot of money and time in keeping them in good shape, and we'll continue to do that.
Shaw also says we've had semis pulling large equipment hit them without them collapsing, one of the many reasons we're nationally recognized for them. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
And back to Baltimore, the two bodies were recovered in about 25 feet of water. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the two were found inside a vehicle that fell during the bridge collapse. At a news conference this hour, Maryland Governor Wes Moore said divers have been in the water since early this morning searching for the missing.
We need to bring a sense of closure and comfort to the families, and we take that very seriously.
Moore also saying the economic impact from the bridge collapse and the port closures is not just a Maryland problem.
The collapse of the Key Bridge is a global crisis. The national economy and the world's economy depends on the Port of Baltimore. The port handles more cars and more farm equipment than any other port in the country. Last year alone, the port handled $80 billion of foreign cargo, the largest in the country.
Moore today filing an emergency request for federal help. In breaking news this hour, four people are dead, five wounded in multiple stabbings in northern Illinois. Police say a man attacked multiple people in Rockford. One of the victims is in critical condition. They say they do have a suspect in custody for questioning. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:33, and more developing news. We learned in the last hour, former Connecticut Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has died. KSL News Radio's Boyd Matheson knew the senator personally and told me just a few minutes ago that Lieberman was a strong believer in compromise.
He was someone who loved the country deeply, who built bipartisan coalitions in a statesmanlike manner. He dealt with the politics of it all. He understood all of that. But first and foremost, he saw across the differences. He saw the dignity of the people around him, and he especially saw the dignity of those that he disagreed with.
Boyd told us he had just texted with Joe Lieberman over the weekend, who reportedly died from complications from a fall. Joe Lieberman, the longtime Connecticut senator, was 82 years old. Idaho officials ended their Coeur d'Alene press conference early last night after people in the crowd began heckling the officials on stage. These leaders were holding the news conference addressing the recent hate crimes against the U of U's women's basketball team. And a few from the crowd began asking what crime had been committed.
Let me just say this. There is another law called the verbal assault law. This press conference is ended.
One of the hecklers identified himself as far-right personality Dave Riley, known for his role in suggesting they carry tiki torches while marching through Charlottesville. KSL News Time 4:34. Should the Cedar High School mascot go back to being the Redmen? KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi says the decision is going to come from the public.
5 years ago, the Iron County School Board changed the name to Reds, but one member now wants to go back to Redmen. The board heard arguments on both sides last night. Those against the change, including members from the Council of Five Tribes, worry it will lead to racism against Native Americans. But proponents cite a long history of the name Redmen and that many Native Americans are proud of their Indian heritage. They believe reinstating that name is critical to the fight against cancel culture. Still others feel it's a lose-lose situation that causes grief and wonder how they can find a peaceful resolution.
The school board wants some time to study the issue and voted to let the public decide in a vote later this year. KSL News Time 4:35. Let's get you going toward home. First look traffic. Ricky Meese is here. What's up?
We now have emergency traffic on northbound I-15 in Davis County. It's due to a crash in Clearfield, blocking the left lane of travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My Minute is on the way next. Stay right here.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you